This is In Demand. I'm Alex James. Professor Green is here. Hey, man.
How you doing?
It's good to talk to you.
Always a pleasure.
It's been too long.
Yeah, it's been ages. It's been a couple of weeks.
It feels like a lifetime. How was Christmas and New Year?
Brilliant, man. I got some well-needed time to myself, which I actually spent most of in the studio. But I got to see some family and just sleep in my own bed for a little while, which was nice.
That's a rare thing for you.
Yeah. How's yours?
It was all right. Thank you very much. I was working quite a bit. So, yeah, but, you know, no rest for the wicked and all that.
Exactly.
You did work yourself pretty much to the bone at the back end of 2011. So you deserve a rest.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, I get days off and I go to the studio. Like, it's still a hobby for me. So I don't really ever stop. But whatever makes me happy, eh?
Does it make you happy still?
It does. It does. Good. Really make me happy.
That's the main thing. Congrats on the Brit nomination.
Thank you.
Well deserved. How did you celebrate?
I went out with Emily Sande, Naughty Boy, who produced Heaven and a couple of songs on my album as well, Astronaut and Kids That Love to Dance, and Jessie J. We went and got some food. Then Jessie had an early one because she was jet-lagged, and we all went out and carried on.
Was it a civilised affair or was it messy by the end of the night?
It was not civilised.
Good.
No. It began civilised, but it did not end so.
That's what it's all about. This is your moment now. And I kind of read that you feel like you can celebrate your success a bit now.
Yeah, I'm kind of trying to wind it back in a bit because there was a lot of celebrating. And I was running out of occasions, reasons, and even just the want. So yeah, I've wound it back in a bit now. I've got a lot of work to do, so back to work mode.
Yeah, back to being the workhorse. Other things that you have kind of been, what was that?
I think that was me. There's the seat I'm on is a bit dodgy.
Okay.
I'm okay.
Sounded like you were playing a cymbal or something like that.
Yeah, there's a weird like spring that's sticking out. I'll try and not hurt myself on it.
It's kind of like the end of a gag where you just go, military wives, boom. Zoo Magazine have voted you one of the coolest men in the UK.
Bit of a strange list that, though, isn't it? Let's be honest.
And you're quite low on the list. Well, you're
I'm
in the
low
top
on the
10.
List, but I kind of feel like I'm on the right end of it, at the right end of it. Although, is there a right end of it? The people on that list are not very cool.
Do you not think Dynamo's cool?
Dynamo's cool. Cooler than me?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, he can do tricks. Oh, look at what he did with a pack of cards.
Oh, he can make your house disappear. Well done.
Great.
Seen that before.
Not got a number one song, though, have you, Sunshine?
A side parting. He hasn't got a side parting. Surely
it's all
must,
about the side parting. Maybe that's why they've given you this this place in the top 10, because of the hair.
Maybe.
Do you read Zoo?
I look at the pictures.
That's all it's there for, isn't it? Surely no one reads the words. It's like the equivalent of going back to being a 3-year-old. You just look at the pictures. Did you manage to do some of the Coldplay dates with Emily as well?
I did, yeah. I've done 4 of them. I've done 3 of the German dates and 1 in Holland, which was wicked. Yeah, they were incredible. And meeting them was wicked, you know. It's nice to see people that are that big that are entirely unaffected.
They totally are, aren't they?
Yeah, like they're just lovely. They're so down to earth and everyone around them is the same. You know, they've been touring with the same crew for 10 years. You know, people, you know, the crew they've built up over that time, and you really get a sense of family. It's wicked to see.
Are you still in that position where actually being in the presence of someone like Chris Martin and the rest of Coldplay still fills you with a sense of inspiration or a sense of awe in any kind of way?
Definitely inspiration, yeah, just to see how they conduct themselves. You know, I don't really judge people on how successful they are, but more how they are when I meet them. And they were all incredible. Yeah, Chris was really, really nice to talk to as well. He's someone I'd like to chat with a lot more.
Do you take any, I mean, obviously being in the presence of them is a pretty great thing anyway, but actually when you go into an arena that they're performing in,
yeah,
does that fill you with ambition to be able to do that yourself?
Massively, you know, I want to be on the stage that big one day. Be nice.
And the April tour is on the way.
Yeah, nearly sold out as well. I think there's like 15% of the tickets left and we're months out, so looking forward to that one.
Are you switching up the performances, the set list or anything
set list is different. We're getting into rehearsals soon. We're going to chuck some new songs in there. Maybe even start doing what we did with Read All About It and drip feeding, you know, one or two new songs in there as well.
So you've already
try them out.
You've already got new stuff that's set to go?
Might have.
Yeah. That's what it's all about. Keep us guessing. Right, let's introduce, you're going to introduce the brand new single, then we're going to chat some more, dude, so go for it. The radio's yours.
Wicked. People, you know you're listening to, it is the one, the only, Alex on In Demand, and what you're about to hear is my new single. I am Professor Green, if you didn't know, and this is Never Be A Rat.
You're listening to In Demand.
In Demand, that's the brand new tune from Professor Green. The Gentleman is here right now. Never Be Right Time. It's a pretty raw subject matter.
Yeah.
We've talked about the subject matter before.
Yeah.
And I kind of see it in the same way that Read All About It was an intense process for you.
Yeah.
Talking about the family and stuff. This is now a similar kind of thing because of the relationships.
Yeah, completely different aspect of emotion, I guess. Not so much abandonment as losing a feeling for someone. You know, it's when you get to that point in a relationship where there's no animosity, there's no anger towards each other, but it's just not there anymore, and you have to find it in you to put an end to it, to nip it in the bum, because if you don't, you're not only wasting your time, you're wasting someone else's, and that's one of the worst things you could do to a person.
How was the video experience?
The video experience was crazy, because when we got the treatment, it was, you know, it was put forward, you know, I can get an actor in and I can just do the performance shots, or I can have a go at the acting part. So I said, well, I'd rather take myself out of my comfort zone and try something new. And then it was like, okay, wait a minute, I've got to kiss someone several times, do a bedroom scene. And it was like, I'm not a fan of PDA. Like, I don't really kiss people in front of people. You know, pecs fine, but if you're not 15, what are you eating someone's face in public for? And I had to do it in front of a whole camera crew over and over and over again. But fortunately, I had the wonderful Keisha Lahr as my co-star, and she made it easy.
So on the back of that, I want to try and set some rumors straight. You can avoid any of this.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Or you can be totally honest. It's entirely your call.
Okay.
What's the dealio with the girls at the moment?
I'm just keeping it low, man. Like, I'm a single guy, and yeah, I'm just trying to keep myself to myself for now. To myself, meaning me and whoever I may or may not be seeing out of the public eye.
Okay.
For now, because I'd like, you know, it's I give so much of myself to everyone. It'd be nice just to have something that's mine for once, and to not have the pressures of the press.
Sometimes it's weird to think, actually, because you came to the forefront of everyone's attention so much at the end of last year.
Yeah.
When you then pick up a paper, and you probably don't do this, and you're probably best avoiding this kind of stuff, but when, as part of this job that I do, you look at this stuff, you think it's a strange choice that they would focus on you and what's going on with you. How do you deal with that?
I just take it as it comes. Like, I'm definitely not an enemy of the press, and they're not an enemy of mine. They've got a job to do, and I understand that. But it does make things difficult. It puts a lot of pressure on relationships, because you know, if there's a rumour that you've split up and it's in the press, then you've split up. You may not have, you know, you may have just had an argument with someone that someone overheard, and it turns into this massive thing. And then you get pictured with a person you've apparently broken up with, and you're back together, and this stuff hasn't even happened. So it's a weird beast, the press. It really is.
And Twitter doesn't help sometimes. This girl from Essex was tweeting. I don't know who she is. I don't watch this TV show.
Yeah. But Yeah. That was crazy. It was like, that all came about Christmas before last. They were doing their Christmas show, and she was like, I think you should take me out on a date. And I've always been funny with her, like, you know, bantered and whatever, and been nice and not been horrible to her. But I've never, ever wanted to go out with her. And she said, oh, I think you should take me out. And I politely declined. I was sat there. Candy was with me at the time. Mm-hmm. You know, I was with Candy at the time, and she was literally sat next to me. And I said, you know what, I politely declined, you know, as politely as I possibly could. I just said that, you know, I'm seeing someone. And she was like, oh, well, I think you should take me out anyway. Then we have a bit more banter on Twitter, like a year and a bit later. And then I'm in a magazine being called mean, because apparently I said, I didn't read the magazine, but I just saw loads of tweets. So I just had to, you know, I wasn't malicious in what I said to her. I'm never disrespectful to women, but I just had to kind of put her in her place, as far as, you know, saying I'm a certain way when you're openly saying to someone, I don't care if you've got a girlfriend, you should still take me out. Like, that's not decent behavior.
That's not cool.
You know, which would have never been made public if it wasn't for the fact that she tried to blow me up and put me out there. Like, don't talk about me like that.
She's in one of these shows, though, isn't she, where it's kind of like,
yeah,
all the
so exposure. She's another one that's famous for the sake of being famous. Yeah. Yeah,
too many of them these days. Right, two more. Are you going to be doing a collaboration with Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, definitely. It will happen. We've been talking about it for so long. You know, we were on the road together for a little while last year. It's kind of hard to pin us both down in the same place at the moment, but we're starting to send ideas back and forth. So yeah, I reckon that will definitely happen.
And are you working with the original Sugar Babes, or is that just a coincidence?
No, I don't, that's all madness. I was in, there's a complex in West London where I record, and there's four producers in there that I've worked with on my albums. And I was upstairs working. Keisha was downstairs working with someone else, and we were in the same complex at the same time. So we bumped into each other, and that was all it was.
That caused the biggest, like, furore of the year so far,
didn't it? A&Rs were emailing people. Record labels were getting scared about their girl groups not being successful because the real Sugar Babes were coming back. And yeah, it all went mad.
I bet they were getting their checkbooks out. They were like, quick. Get him on the new Sad A song.
All over Twitter.
Sign him up. You would never work with the Sad A's. I just kind of, that was just the first girl group that popped into my head. Would you ever consider working with any of them or not? Not the Sad A's, anyone that's kind of like, I don't know, shiny pop.
I don't know. Depend on the music.
Do you enjoy pop or not?
Yeah, of course I do. Not all of it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, that song Good Feeling. I love the chorus.
But that's not Flo Rida, is it?
But then Flo Rida comes on and you're like, why is he even on it? Like, what is... I don't... It's weird. Like, I thought all that housey R&B stuff had kind of disappeared, but it just keeps going and going and going and driving me mad. And you can't escape it. Like, I mean, I spend a lot of time in my car and I flick through stations and it's on every single one of them. And if it's not on one of them, I flick back. And when I flick back onto it, it's on it. Like, I can't escape it.
And then they play Read All About It and All Is Well.
Yeah.
Amazing. Dude, thanks very much for chatting. Always a pleasure. And we'll see you at the Brit Awards. You're actually going to be there, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm
not going to miss that for the world. So wicked. We'll be on the red carpet and backstage and all that kind of stuff. So we'll wicked. See you there.
Cool, man. We'll catch up properly. See you soon,
thanks
Alex.
Very much, dude.
See you later, mate. Bye.
Have you got a couple of liners there for me?
Yep.
Wicked. When you're ready, dude.
Cool. Yo, what's going on? This is Professor Green, and you are listening to In Demand with none other than Alex.
And this next one is kind of like, it's just going to slot in part of the show. No introduction. I just need you to choose a song from the charts that you like and just introduce it and tell me why.
Yo, what's going on? This is Professor Green. And right now I am hijacking In Demand to get one of my current favorite songs that is on the radio. Sorry, do that again. I got it wrong. Yo, what's going on? This is Professor Green. And right now I'm hijacking In Demand to get one of my current favorite songs on the radio. And I'm going to choose Next to Me by the wonderful Emily Sandé because it is a beautiful song by a beautiful woman. And I know that you will all enjoy it.
Perfect. Enjoy the rest of your day, Stephen.
Wicked, bro. Take care.
See you soon, mate. Bye.